The next patient is Barbara Breedlove. The last name is B-R-E-E-D like in Delta, L-O-V like in Victor E. Barbara Breedlove. Number one. This is a clinical case of an 83-year-old white female patient of Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, who is referred to this office because of the presence of the CKD stage 4, period. The patient has known about the end-stage renal disease, about the chronic kidney disease for more than 20 years, and she mentioned that the serum creatinine has been between 1.7 and 2 most of the time.
He's a patient here, so I pulled you his.
Period. There is also a history of some degree of proteinuria. In the latest laboratory workup that was done on October 30th of 2022, the serum creatinine was reported to be 2.1, the BUN 28, the blood sugar 114, the estimated GFR is 23 mL per minute. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. There was no evidence of anemia. And the albumin creatinine ratio was 631. In the urinalysis, it's positive for leukocyte stearase, 2 plus protein, white blood cells 6 to 10, and RBCs negative, epithelial cells 0 to 10, no evidence of CAS, no evidence of bacteria. Period. The most likely situation is that this patient has nephrosclerosis that could be associated to the presence of arterial hypertension and a diffuse atherosclerotic process causing a nephrosclerosis. The other possibility is if the patient had a glomerulopathy when she was younger with healing and nephrosclerosis associated post-inflammation period. We're going to order a retroperitoneal ultrasound that we have not had in the referral, that we don't have in the referral, and we are going to assess the anatomy of the kidney, rule out the possibility of obstruction or formation of stones, and the evaluation of the cortex and the size of the kidney, period. At the same time, we are going to order PTH, vitamin D. Period. Number two, the patient has evidence of proteinuria that could be part of the same process. At this point, the patient is treated with ARB. She is not a candidate to use SGLT2 inhibitors or of Kerendia, Kerendia, due to the fact that the estimated GFR is low. Following number, the patient has a history of peripheral vascular disease. She has stents in the peripheral circulation. Period. Following number, the patient has been evaluated by the cardiologist and followed with the cardiologist on regular basis. Following number, the patient has a history of carcinoma of the left breast that was treated with the lumpectomy and radiation therapy. 20 rounds of therapy were given, and the patient is taking suppressive therapy. Following number, the patient has obesity. A BMI is around 37. Taking into consideration the kidney disease and the presence of the proteinuria, we discussed with the patient the need for her to follow a low-sodium diet. No more than 50 ounces of fluid in 24 hours, and a decrease in the protein from animal source, and avoidance of industrial production of food in order to improve the general condition. A plant based diet was discussed with the patient, and whether or not the Mrs. Breedlove is going to be receptive to this is unknown. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. It has been a long time since she had the last attack. We are going to order a uric acid. Following number, osteoarthritis that is most likely associated to obesity. The patient has a hyperlipidemia that has been treated. I want to thank Dr. Holmes for the kind referral. We keep him posted of the progress. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup, and we will see if we made an impact with the discussion related to the necessary changes in the lifestyle. Period paragraph, we invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and the documentation 10 minutes.